The Sipurnu in the Parsha, in Parshas Vayeshev, when the Maisa with Yehuda and Tomer, and she's being taken out to be killed, to be burnt, and she says, Lo isha asher eleloi, in the middle of the second paragraph here. So the Sipurnu says, Afal pi shohoisa ba'isa shoh sakono, even though at that moment her life was in danger because she was about to be killed, she didn't want to embarrass, Yehuda. Like Chazal say, it's noyach, it's easier, it's better, whatever, doesn't mean better. Noyach is noyach, it's preferable, whatever it is. Not to be malbim pnechaver barabim. So this is the Sipurnu equates her action of not, you know, just saying lemia asher elelo, rather than saying that this belongs to Yehuda. So l'chayra, what just struck me is that the Sipurnu says lo rotzeso lahal bimponov, and that's the pshat in noach lo odem sheyapel atzmatoch kivshano esh. So if this the l'chayra, there's really two different things over here. The noach lo odem sheyapel atzmatoch kivshano esh nabmecharam is telling me a halacha. This is what you should do. You should better put your let yourself go into a fiery furnace and be burnt, rather than to be malbmecharav barabim. But the Sipurnu says about Tomor that loy rotzeso lahal bimponov ke omram zichreinu levrocha noach lo odem. She didn't want to. So I want to suggest that it sounds like that this concept of noach lo odem sheyapel asam kiv shenayish is not only a halachic directive. At the end result, it becomes that, but it's loy rotzeso lahal bim means, it's the nature, it's the proper nature of a person whose midas and whose appreciation of what a tzelem elokim is and what it means to cause another person pain and embarrassment is that those feelings are appropriately developed. In other words, that the Sipurnu is telling us over here that this is not just a directive. This is a metzius, this is a feeling, this is a feeling that we should be feeling. It should be, I can't do it. How can I be malbim pnei chaveiro? It's easier for me. I find it preferable. Not the pshat that the halacha demands it too. But it goes deeper than that. It's to me what it means to embarrass a person publicly. I'd sooner give my life. I'd sooner put myself in a kibshon ha'esh. I'd rather put myself in a kibshon ha'esh rather than to be malbim pnei chaveiro barabim. And if that's the case, if that's correct, then it really means that we have to internalize these concepts, these directives, these bein odom lachaveirois, not just as an observance of halacha, but it has to penetrate to the level that this is, I feel this, it's easier for me to do it. This is what I want to do. This is my appreciation of the ugliness and the inappropriateness and the pain inflicted of someone that I embarrass publicly, that goes to such an extent that I find it easier, I find it preferable, I find it rather, my desire is that I want to do this. I'd much rather burn, give my life, put myself in a kibshon ha'esh, than to embarrass somebody publicly. There's a famous story, doesn't actually prove the point one way or another, but about the Mashkiach of Ranovich, used to be a Rav in Europe, Lubchansky is the first name I forgot, Yisrael Yankov Lubchansky, he was the Mashkiach in Ranovich, and he was a Rav in a shtetl, and he used to come to the Beis Medrash every morning at early in the winter, 4 o'clock in the morning, and they had these ovens where you had to go inside to the oven. There's pot belly ovens. You have to put your head inside and put in the thing and light the fire and get it moving. And he used to come early so that when the balabatim would get there, that the shul would be warm for them. So one morning, one of the balabatim passed by, and he sees somebody. He thought it was some homeless person who was just trying to warm up from a night in the street or something, and he's completely in his head is all the way and the body in the oven, and he gave him a nice kick, you know, a figure like this guy, you know, he deserves this kind of treatment. But Kitzer, the Rav knew that if this person who did it to him saw who he kicked, he would mamish, it would be a terrible embarrassment. So they say he kept his head in there for a long time until the guy disappeared, whatever, and he burnt his whole beard, he came out, whatever, it was mamish sakona. But he says, that's taka. But I think it seems from the sipurnu that this has to be a feeling that I have, that it's just to me, it's harder for me. It's easier for me to put myself in the kivshon ha'esh. It's harder for me to be able to be malbim p'nei chaver b'ramim, even then destroyed, because the avla, the hurt, the embarrassment to someone else is so painful for me that it's easier for me, preferable for me, to endure the pain of kivshon ha'esh and whatever the end results could be, even to be taken from this world, rather than to be able to bring myself to be Malbim Pnei Chaver B'Ramim. Okay. The Ralbag in the Toeles says by Vayazov Bigdu B'Yodov Ayonos Eitz HaChutzah that finally when Yosef saw what was going on over there and he wanted to run away because he was afraid, he saw Demus Tiyuknu Shel Oviv and he knew he had to leave the house immediately before she overwhelms him in some way, so he ran out and he even left his beged there, which of course caused him eventually to have a credible accusation against him, and then he was bebeis asurim. So Rabag says there's a toelis in midos here for who sharoi lesholim lisgaber keneged yitzroi shlo yechto leilukim. It's appropriate for a person to be misgaber against his yetzahara, not to sin. And not to be afraid of any bad that's going to happen to him because of this. I have now an assoyan. The Yetzirah is overwhelming me, and I have to be misgaber on the Yetzirah, and the consequences may be very serious. Don't worry about the consequences. Lo yiromi velo yiromi shumra. That's yia nochon lovoy, but be miskaber. Haloi tire. Ki Yosef oza bigdoi eitzel gvirtoi liir osoi shema yiskaber all of Yitzroi. He ran out so fast, even leaving his beggar there, because he was afraid if he'll stay another moment, the Yetzahoro will be miskaber and he will be nichshol. Veloi choshash el hora shehoyo nochoin. He wasn't choshish for the evil that is ready to come, that was be very likely and actually did come, shiagiyuhu mizeh me'eshes adoinov, that's going to befall him because now she has this evidence that something was going on there and she can come out with an accusation, and that eventually caused him to be taken, to be captive. So it's very interesting here because a person is standing in the throngs of the Yetzirah. So he has a battle going on. Now, we know Chazal say that b'chol yom v'yom yitzro shalom miskaber alov v'lmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizro einu yocholoi. The Yetzirah usually overpowers a person, and without Hashem's help, he wouldn't even be able to maintain it. So he has this nesoyin of the Yetzirah, and he certainly doesn't want to sin, and he has a problem though. If I run out with this full speed and I don't first grab my beged, then I'm going to end up with terrible tzora. So he says, I'm not going to be afraid of the tzora because I got to get away from the Yetzirah. Now he doesn't say I'm not going to be afraid of the Yetzirah and first get the beged because I don't want to be in trouble later. I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to go to jail, so I'm going to make sure, I'm going to take this extra moment, I'm going to grab my beged, and I'm going to rely on Hashem. I'm not going to be afraid of the Yetzer Hara, because Baruch Hu will help me, and because the consequence is, I may leave myself, and it's not stam, I leave myself with such an accusation, such a shanda, such a thing. Look what he tried to do. He tried to with the wife of his Odin, and such a terrible thing. And so, the shikul, so he should have said, he could have said, that I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to overpower the Yetzer one more minute. I don't know where the jacket wasn't in the freezer or someplace. He had to go grab it and go, or whatever the beged was. He grab it and go. Take another minute. Take another 2 minutes. Take another half a minute. I don't know. So he should have taken it and run, because he knows that he's facing a terrible thing, which he wasn't afraid of, because he had to get away from the Yetzer. It seems very poshut that when there's a shikul between sakona, that I might find myself in physical sakona, and I have to rely, I don't know if it's a lotion of bitochon, lo yiro mishum ra, sheyi enochon lovu alov, but I'm not being afraid. He's mischazik himself not to be afraid, because I have to get out of here. And the ability to be mechazik myself against the Yetzer Hara, the proper choice is that I have to give more concern to the milchemes hayetzer than to the consequences which are most likely to come if I don't fight the Yetzer Hara with this extra measure. So it really means that when we look at life, we look at a different perspective. And the perspective that we have is, well, there's dangers in life, there's this, there's that. You know, we have to take care of all the dangers. But when there's a spiritual danger and a physical danger that are in conflict, so to speak, and really, I'm relying on Hashem. I have to strengthen myself not to be afraid to do what's right. But the right is that even I put myself, or I don't let myself be afraid of the physical danger, because of the fact that I have to get out of that spiritual danger at all costs, and I can't even rely on another minute of being there to get that out, even though by not relying that minute that I'll be able to be miskaber, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, or Yisrael will help me to be miskaber on the Yetzer, I'm now putting myself in a tremendous sakona, which obviously it seems he was aware of, that there could be sakona. It's a very likely thing. She now has evidence against him. And of course, he ended up that he was in sakona. So there are many things in life that we have, mortal danger, physical dangers, all kinds of logical dangers that could take place, and we're very concerned about them. But it seems that the real emphasis, and I guess this, once a person is dealing with being miskaber al hayetzer, he has a tremendous siyata d'shmaya too. But be that as it may, the concern for the damage that the Yetzer Hara could do to us seems to override the concern for whatever might befall us, in this case, even being taken to prison and being accused of a crime that might befall us if, in fact, we gave in a little bit more, not gave in to the Yetzer Hara Chalila, but just didn't run as fast as we could from the Yetzer Hara, that it seems that is more serious, that getting away from the Yetzer Hara is more serious than even considering serious consequences which could happen if we don't do so.